American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Bentley Ranch is located in Minden, Nevada.
That's Matt McKinney, who oversees the 60,000 acres of the Bentley Ranch, who won the Beef Quality Assurance Cow-Calf Award at the recent National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting in Phoenix for their work with their 1,500-head operation.
And we're a cow-calf producer, slowly breaking into our own branded beef program locally, selling beef to local consumers and restaurants.
McKinney gives us a little history on the operation.
The ranch originally is one of the pioneer ranches there in the valley. It's been through a few owners. We've been there since 1997 and running about 1,500 head of mother cows, cow-calf operation.
And the Bentley Ranch really owns that beef quality assurance philosophy.
Yes, it's one of our major milestones or platforms in our working. We've always looked at it, we're providing a product. You know, we're not just cattle producers, we're providing a steak or a roast. And so this is very important for us in what we do.
And just a few ideas of what they do regarding handling their cattle.
We're a very traditional Western ranch. Most of our work's done horseback. We use a lot of dogs and a lot of low stress handling. You know, we are in a lot of big countries, so we don't want to chase them around too much.
That's Matt McKinney, who oversees 60,000 acres of the Bentley Ranch in Nevada. Now this.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
It develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
The omnibus spending bill signed by President Trump last week includes a number of positive developments for cattlemen and women, including language that would prevent 200,000 farms and ranches from being regulated like toxic waste sites, and it delays the implementation of electronic logging devices for livestock haulers for another 6 months. And it also gave added relief to WOTUS. Our broadcasts reach tens of thousands of cattlemen and women and other stakeholders in the industry every day on more than 100 radio stations across the country. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.